This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've come to the right place. If you're looking for a good cause, if you're looking for a good conversation, if you're looking for a good time, call Jay at 855-999-DOUG. That's kind of maybe what this guy was talking about. What do you think?
Super easy.
Yeah. Okay. It is easy when you love who you are, when you love what you do, when you love where you are. You, in fact, become more lovable as well. Pretty easy. Love goes both ways. And I think universally, love is the language. It's the, remember, well, love is used, that term's used a lot of different ways, and they're all good, right? I love my job. I love my co-host. I love my house. I love my dog. I love my children. I love life. I love the farm. I love all kinds. It's an awakening. Every day the adventure is there for you to take advantage of you and to take advantage of it. So go ahead. I could love you for no good reason at all. Just, you know, I usually find myself loving somebody because there is a good reason. Because they're lovable.
There's different levels of love and the different love languages of how people perceive love. And what is the one, like, you get back what you put out there, and whenever
you
have
give.
This energy, energy is palpable, and whenever you have that, when you walk into a room, the room actually lights up. Things get better. It's not like people cringe or what they call them, energy vampires. People who just aren't carrying love around, ready to give it out.
Yeah, right, exactly, energy vampires. That's a great terminology. Yeah, absolutely. Suck it right out of you. I know a lot of people who are in the business of helping folks, and I ask them whenever I see them, good therapists, how do you get, you take all this garbage in from people, how do you get rid of it? Who's there to help you get rid of the garbage that gets laid on you from everybody else? I think that's always a challenge. You got to be careful about that stuff because, that's a great, that reference to energy vampires, wow. All right, so anyway, something to start your hour off thoughting. Good, Doug. The past tense of thinking is thoughting. I thought yesterday, and I was thoughting about you and thoughting about this program. Action is an antidote to despair. If you're upset about something, then take some action about it. That's it. You know, we've had our problems here and there as we changed over from Radio America to USA, and it's been something that's been tumultuous because it's a hard program to produce, and so we're getting to the point where hopefully all of those things, because of action of people, have fixed the problem. And there's an apology to some of the, actually to all the stations who have had to endure some of the things that we've come across here that weren't expected. And so appreciate the fact that the stations who are there and have been loyal for a long time, and maybe the new stations that are coming on as well, because we've been adding a station or two a day for the last month or so because of changes in other programming. Certainly thankful and grateful to the people running the stations as, well, the ultimate is the listeners themselves, and they're the solution to saving a radio program is to have listeners. Isn't that amazing how that works? It's amazing how that works. Okay, speaking of amazing, scientists doing a survey of a microorganism over in Scotland have found a new DNA strain of fungi. Right? Is that how you say the plural of fungus is fungi?
Fungi.
I want to say that. Fungi. I have said that to a couple of people. Hey, fungi. And they don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway.
Did you just call me a mushroom?
Ooh, that's what a great idea. When you don't want to be crude or rude or use the F word, you can say to them, hey, fungi. And then if they know what a fungi is, then they kind of, you're a new mushroom, right?
There you go. We are putting that on a shirt.
Yes.
We need to have a Doug Stephens.
That's right.
Shirt.
A Doug shirt with fungi. That's right. What if we put fungi on the front? Let's see. What can we put on the back? Huh? We'll think about something for the back. At any rate, we've got. What'd you say, James? If you were going to say something and say it on the air, what'd you say? James said
you
something.
You can do the thoughtful thing that you or the past tense of thought. There you go.
Oh,
back. There you go.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay. Yeah. We come up with the Doug Stephan dictionary. Right? And the first thing under F is fungi. Anyway, so we got this group of volunteers looking in Scotland for this new fungus. And they've got DNA from the soil. You're going to love this. It has 2,748 fungal taxa in it, which have never been found any place in the British Isles. So anyway, there's a couple of new ones especially that are also found in Greenland and down in Scandinavia as well. This team found a new species from the fungal genie Squamantita. What in the sounds like an Indian name, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Squamantita.
It's That's rare probably. And it's violet and it's coral at the same time. And have you seen a picture of this? I'm going to have to put it on social media because it is really pretty. It almost looks like something that would grow underwater.
Well, but I mean, we're having fun with this, but the bottom line is that fungi are really important to the functioning of our ecosystems. They're mostly, as you suggested, either below water or below ground. You once in a while see moss. You do see that, a lot of that in Ireland and Scotland, for sure. That's part of it. I think you can see it in Greenland, and it's normally something that is attributed to colder weather places because it's hard to kill. It can exist in most any circumstance. So anyway, those of you who are wondering what's new today, there's a new fungi among us. All right? That's good to know. Meanwhile, senators that have been all touted and everybody's all hot and bothered because Chuck Schumer made a deal with the Munchkin there. And so we're going to talk about that and what the agreement holds for you after these.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, read me the manual.
Using a Phillips screwdriver, blindet die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
What was that?
Blindet die Haube, bis sie fit sitzt.
This sounds like another language to me.
Okay, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big, then pay someone to do it for us.
Maybe. What's next?
Next, Pony Ostium Pronus Intera.
Was that one Latin?
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, you know, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
You've got bugs. What's your move? A rattly can? Or a simple spritz? Bugs near your kids and pet? Will it be ingredients you can't pronounce? Ew. Or essential oils? Bother the bugs, not your family. Zevo uses essential oils, which attack bugs' biological systems, so Zevo kills bugs, plus is safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people-friendly, bug-deadly. Now at a store near you.
This is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup sound experiment. We're looking to find the perfect way to hear Reese's so you'll buy more of them. Here we go. Reese's.
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 Reese's. Hey, get out of here, you little stinker.
Reese's.
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 Peanut butter cups.
That breathy one sounded very creepy, am I right?
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you...
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say...
If it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV...
You can't be all working on fight.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, 15 past the hour. Doug Stephan's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So, This is an interesting reality here. The Chuck Schumer deal with Manchin. Joe Manchin, the senator from West Virginia. I think it's West Virginia, because that's coal country.
West Virginia, but now that you're saying it out loud, why is it all of a sudden it becomes like, wait, that doesn't sound right? Or would you say something and you're staring at the word and you're like, I swear this is right. Why doesn't it look right anymore?
Right. Okay, so since this was announced a few days ago, as you can imagine, there have been the Gallup folks and other people polling Americans to find out if they support the various things that are in here. Tell you the issue of climate change is addressed and tax changes and prescription drug money, stuff that Manchin wasn't connected much to before. And I'm thinking, and I don't know this, I'm speculating, like that's what we do here, is to a point speculate, don't have any knowledge, but Manchin could be a Democratic candidate for president. And because some of the rap about him has been that he only is interested in West Virginia coal because he's got a lot of investments in it, maybe this changes his, this changes the rap on him. So look at this. He's not in, because he's actually gotten in the way of a lot of stuff that wasn't good. I thought a lot of the things that he's been doing are pretty swell, frankly. I like it when somebody disrupts what is the norm and tries to, you know, make people think about why are we doing these sorts of things. Anyway, Chuck Schumer said that the leadership of the Dems had reached agreement to vote on three amendments to this bill, veterans health care legislation, and, you know, all this other stuff that we've been talking about.
Yeah, it needs to be done, especially when it comes to those burn pits. And veterans should not be coming back.
No.
Health issues that nobody is doing anything about.
But see, this has been something that's been a focus for a long time, and nobody really has done anything. Lots of talk. Lots and lots and lots of talk about taking care of vets, but there's really, there are probably, you can count on one hand, in fact, the good veterans admin hospitals in the country. One of them's in Los Angeles. There's one down in Florida that I know. I mean, I'm remembering talking about these things and looking up where the good ones were. And then we see the rest of them that are awful. And men and women who've been in the service that aren't being taken care of, the disgrace of it all. We talk about it, but that's all we do. Let's talk about it. These phony politicians that use soldiers as a backdrop for supposedly their patriotic plundering of the public in terms of what they do when they're in office and how they enrich themselves and all this other stuff. Meanwhile, men and women who have served the country honorably are getting screwed over. So that's part of this anyway. And there are the Republicans, let's see, the votes, these amendments are getting voted up by Pat Toomey, who's a Pennsylvania Republican, Marsha Blackburn, who's a Republican from Tennessee, and Rand Paul from Kentucky. So they needed these votes, and they got these votes. Need 60 votes, and so they got them. That's an unlikely group, actually. That's not a triumvirate that you see very often, especially Rand Paul. He's not usually in on anything that anybody else is in on. So let's see where this all goes. It's for sure, no matter what, it's going to be good for some people and not good for others. You know, the tax part of it is still something that is it's the tax and spend stuff. Wow. Okay, let's see what's going on with this soccer player who attacked a referee. This is something, we see the video of this, pretty horrifying. Soccer game in Argentina, male player lost it and attacked a female referee.
Mm-hmm.
He was handed a yellow card. So what does it mean, a yellow card? That means a foul or something? What does that mean?
Yeah, it's a pretty big foul. The next level is a red card where you're ejected from the game.
Oh.
But he, whatever the incident was, he went after her and other players were trying to stop him. And she is pressing charges. He was immediately removed from the pitch and arrested.
Yep.
She's pressing charges. And she even says that nobody, like, if he's doing this in the game of play, what is he doing?
What's
in his
real
life?
Like,
he needs to actually, like, he needs to pay for what he did. You cannot be this way.
Yep. All right. So that's a good call, literally and figuratively. Speaking of calling it, we're calling it now. Time's up. 21 after the hour in this segment of Good Day.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The cancer doesn't know that you're there, and your body doesn't know the cancer is there. As to why you can have tumors developing in the body for so long before you ever know it, that your immune system didn't see it. When they really turn the immune system on with something like what is considered a viral disease, it signals the immune system to get out of their lazy cots and destroy the cancer in a matter of days.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour, the big time Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. So here's the story, the latest from Rudy Giuliani's camp. Apparently his ex-wife is after him. Wants him to cough up a quarter mil. How about that? Or you're going to jail, pal. So these court papers have been filed. Jay, the wife, Judy Giuliani, claims that the former mayor and Trump's attorney, yada, yada, is in contempt of court for withholding $262,000 that he should have paid under the terms of the divorce settlement. For example, their Palm Beach house. They need to pay for their housekeeper and private clubs down there. I'm sure
they were supposed to split the cost of one of the clubs, and he went into default. And to keep in good standing, she had to cover his costs as well. So she was paying her side of it and then started paying his side. So she was wanting that back as well.
Yeah.
And she's even saying, like, she knows that there's money. She knows he has money.
So he really is a jerk then. It seems like he's a jerk, but he really is a jerk. There you go. Well, at least according to his wife, anyway. Your failure to appear in court may result in immediate arrest or imprisonment for contempt. So she's been divorced from him for, what, 4 or 5 years? I'm trying to remember her from before. She's a lawyer. I think I interviewed her once, and I'm trying to remember. I think what I remember thinking at the time, here we go back to what we were talking about earlier, you know, what you think about somebody, the way they look and the way they act. I thought that she was too attractive for him when I remember meeting, I thought to myself, what the heck is she doing with him? But then there are all kinds of reasons for people being together, right? Yeah, you can't always tell.
They were together for 15 years, divorced in 2018, and it was a messy divorce. If you remember, she even accused him of working for Donald Trump for free, because for the price of nothing, because he was, according to her, trying to lower any payments that, like, lowering his income so that he could lower any of the alimony payments.
Right. All right. The Bill Russell thing, this is interesting, as people talk about the ex-NBA great, the fact that he did as much as he did for the game, for civil rights, pretty good human being. So now, apparently Magic Johnson has suggested that his number six, be retired by all of the teams in the NBA. Jackie Robinson, remember number 42?
Yeah, that number
was retired. LeBron James, I think, has been wearing number six, has he not?
He was 23, paying homage to his idol, Michael Jordan, when he got into the NBA. And then any time that he was playing for something where you couldn't have double digits, he chose the number six because his son was born on the 6th of October. And then he recently, I want to say it was last year or the year before, he changed to number six with the Lakers full time.
Yeah.
Again, so it's just one of those things of six is iconic with Russell. Go ahead, retire it. That's fine.
Yep.
People who are currently playing can change their number.
Chris, what's his face, has said that his relationship is irreparable. And so there's no going back. Will Smith and Chris Rock. No, don't want anything to do with him. I'm done with him. Period. End of story, which I think is interesting and pretty appropriate, actually. 28 after.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted Tuesday night to pass extended health care benefits for millions of American veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during their military service.
On this vote, the yeas are 86, the nays are 11. Under the previous order requiring 60 votes for the adoption of this motion to concur, the motion is agreed to.
As China furiously condemned House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan, Pelosi announced the self-ruled island as one of the freest societies in the world and pledged American solidarity on Wednesday. In Tuesday's Michigan primary elections, John Gibbs, the Trump-endorsed challenger, beat Representative Peter Meyer. Meyer was part of President Trump's impeachment that ended in failure. Missouri State Attorney General Eric Schmidt won the GOP Senate primary, and Kansas will keep abortion legal. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The pandemic and the government mandatory lockdowns devastated America. Food banks is how many were able to survive, especially lower-income families. Now that the government has delivered a recession to the American dollar, food banks once again are being called up in record numbers. Eric Cooper on Fox News is from the San Antonio Food Bank.
It's a tough place. With donations shrinking, many Feeding America food banks are finding themselves 20 to 30% with less inventory right now. With a demand, like you said, between 10 to 15% across the country, the lines have gotten longer back to what we experienced during COVID. And families that may have worked all through the pandemic, maybe even gotten a raise, are now, because of inflated costs, not able to pay their rent, pay for childcare, ultimately pay their utilities, and struggling to put food on the table for their children.
Country music star Kenny Chesney says he's devastated after a fan died falling from an escalator after his concert in Denver, Colorado, Monday night. The woman, who has yet to be identified, fell to the concourse below. Denver police said the incident's being investigated as an accidental death. NASA is reporting when the Tonga volcano erupted in the South Pacific Ocean on January 15th, the underwater eruption blasted an enormous plume of water vapor into Earth's atmosphere. Enough water to fill more than 58,000 Olympic-sized swimming pools. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
TikTok creators are being banned from sacred sites for being nuisances. Ah, really?
Yeah, good nuisance. For them.
Yeah.
Not the TikTok.
Good for
people,
the nuisances,
people,
or good for the people
good
in
good for the people who are banning
Nepal.
Them. Nobody can just be okay with taking a selfie or asking somebody to take a picture. No, they've got to set up their camera and do this TikTok dance with the monks in the background in Nepal or something like that. Like, come on, man.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Notice how the kid from Texas, Jay, says, get
her done.
Get her done. All right, so Jay Kirshner is here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. James Collins is at the control in our studio in Dallas. We are into the month of August. Let's go back a little bit to July. And the one of the good things that I was thinking about is this the glow of the neon green with the view of Mars that's coming from the Webb satellite, which is now looking back at Mars. We have all kinds of... Mars seems like nothing anymore, right? It's like, hello, well, this is no big deal. Mars, now, we're out looking...
Old news. Been there, done.
Yeah, it is. It's kind of, isn't it funny? It seems like all the pictures we saw of Mars. Wow, people said, look at the... No, not anymore. Look at where we are in the galaxy. Look at what we're seeing there. Pretty amazing. There's a new restaurant. It's probably for the farm and food section, but it's a hot air balloon. Would you eat dinner while up in a hot air balloon?
Oh,
in the clouds?
100%, absolutely not.
You would?
No.
No, you wouldn't.
No, I, driving on the road, on the interstate, and if I see a hot air balloon, I get an anxiety attack.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Ten
not my cup of tea.
People at a time can eat the delicacies that are served on this hot air balloon, sea bass, duck, all kinds of things they have. See, this is what...
Well, there you go. No.
They use the flame. You know how a hot air balloon stays up in the air? There's a flame that that heats the air, and that's what makes the balloon go up. So
you
that's how they're cooking your
down.
Food.
You can't direct it side to side.
No, you can't.
Just by the wind.
You got to go up, and you come down again, hopefully in a good place. I took a hot air balloon ride once and ended up... I had taken it because somebody came to my farm with a hot air balloon. There were old pictures laying around. Now, the cows coming, this is probably 25, maybe 30 years ago. A balloon lands in the pasture, and the cows come running up to try to figure it out. And so I got in. There was a lady that I was quite fond of whose brother had a hot air balloon. And so they came by, and I jumped in with her and him, and we took off. And it was pretty scary, actually, because, as you just said, that's what triggered my memory. You don't know where you're going. There's no, you're not going to steer the thing. You put the heat on and it picks the balloon up, and wherever the wind takes it, the wind takes it.
No seatbelts?
No. So imagine how unforgettable it would be to be in this first, the hot air balloon restaurant, and have the food being cooked, and you don't know where you're going to...
They use the flame from the hot air balloon to cook the food.
Yeah.
So basically, to eat, you have to just keep going higher and higher.
Yeah.
No.
Apparently.
So much sounds not up my alley.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I thought it was an interesting concept anyway. As is the idea that scientists have recorded stingrays talking to each other. Do you know that?
That's so sweet.
Right. There's a study, people put up money for, this is Lachlan Murdoch, who is Rupert Murdoch's son and the heir apparent. He's the one who just bought the $250 million house in Bel Air. He's funded a study, a natural historical study of stingrays. Good God, who knows why, but it's interesting to see or to hear the way they sound. I don't know, we haven't gotten the audio from them, but it's really a high-pitched kind of a squeal. But like dolphins, they can talk to each other. They're communicating with each other, which is, we think we're the only one. We think we're so smart. And are we really? No. Nope. All right, let's see what we've got going on in terms of some other good news. Paul McCartney and the song Get Back. You know that song? Get Back.
Good song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When he wrote it, he'd probably not been able to be, he didn't predict that the song would be relevant. The song's refrain, Get Back to Where You Once Belonged, might as well be a therapist encouraging a dementia patient to recall a distant memory. There's a associate professor of music who's trying to do just that with music. This prof found that for older adults who listen to some of their favorite music, including Beatles music, the connectivity in your brain increases because it's something that's familiar. So if you're losing your ability to think things through and you use music therapy, neurologists say that it's having fabulous results because it brings back something into your brain that will put you in a place that you can remember things. It's called the auditory reward system. So this is very cool, right?
Yeah, it really is. And they were using songs that the patients chose for themselves or just otherwise uplifting and enjoyable songs. And they found that any of that that made them happy definitely triggered and closed a little bit of that gap between the brain's auditory system and the reward system.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the songs that the patients chose for themselves in the playlist, it showed so much. When they did these scans before, during, and after, it was truly astounding what they were finding.
Yeah, it is. It, you know, what it is, the fact that we have so much on this planet, so many things that are that you never maybe would think of. You know, although it does make sense. When you think it through and you hear the story, it makes nothing but sense. Music brings up all kinds of fabulous memories. Why do you think we listen to music? I have three vehicles that have Sirius XM. And if I don't have it in my truck, I listen to three or four different stations that have music that is familiar to me. I don't like the new music because I think mostly it's crap. I know I sound like some old curmudgeon. Once in a while you come out with something like Coldplay's latest song, which is okay, or you may find a country singer that's got a relatively interesting song, but most of it is just garbage. And not memorable. It's not going to be around. I mean, you think about Frank Sinatra and things that have come, or you go back further. And again, I know I really sound like an old you-know-what, but that's kind of really... when I'm checking with you in 20 years from now, Jay, we'll go back to some of the musical memories that you have versus what I have, and we'll see what refrain is good for the brain. How about that? Is that a deal?
Probably have some joint songs. Like, I'll likely have Bill Haley and his Comets and some Beatles.
Rock around the clock. Jams. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Now, we were up with that balloon here, and I saw the story of Kevin Phillip, who is a paraglider. Lucky to be alive, this guy. His glider lines became entangled while he was coming back to the ground on his paraglider. And then the parachute didn't apparently go up. And he was, at this time, you take those things up thousands of feet into the air.
Oh, yeah, you go really high. And the reserve chute just was not deploying.
No.
And he was actually, you know, when you're falling faster and faster and faster, and because of the bent wing and with the paraglider, it made him fall even faster. And the last possible second before pretty much impact, he was able to rip the bag open himself to deploy that reserve parachute.
Mm-hmm.
And he thankfully survived. He crash landed into a tree.
I'd call that a close call.
Yeah, a lot softer than he would have had he not been able to open that bag to get the parachute to go out.
All right. Well, count your lucky stars there, Mr. Phillip. Kevin Phillip, lucky, lucky guy. 43 past the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. In a moment, why China has sent warships to surround Taiwan. Oh, yeah, that's right after this.
Progressive presents Don't Do It Yourself.
Okay, simple enough. Just got to get in there with my screwdriver. Do you mind handing me my screwdriver?
Are you trying to say screwdriver?
Well, I mean, you're saying it weird, but yeah, sure.
Look, maybe we should bundle our home and auto with Progressive. We could save big and pay someone to install this for us so you don't have to pretend you can.
I know my way around a screwdriver. Oh, yeah. This is going to take a Philippe's head for sure.
Save when bundling home and auto with Progressive and use the money to, not do it yourself. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Straight Talk Wireless knows there are plenty of reasons you might need a new phone. But switching to a better wireless provider doesn't have to be one of them. Keep your own phone and save when you switch to any Straight Talk Wireless plan, like our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with unlimited high-speed data and 5 gigs of hotspot, plus nationwide 5G and America's best networks. Keep your own phone. Switch to a better wireless plan. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Requires a compatible online phone and QIOP kit. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See latest terms and conditions at StraightTalk.com.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing.
You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or New Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
How do you make the most of your land? Shaw does it behind the wheel of a John Deere 1025R compact tractor.
Shaw stands for skilled hands at work.
And he lives up to the name as he uses his versatile tractor to make
the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
And the Allens fire up their John Deere 3032E compact tractor
to grow about 9 acres of flowers.
Because the beauty of having land is deciding how to make it yours. There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a Deere.
All right, so 45 after the hour, I knew that you, let's do the China thing, and then I want to tell you a good story about a couple of pilots. The Pentagon is now sending our warships into the same area where the Chinese have sent their warships because that egotistical Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan. For what reason? Nobody knows. Nobody can tell you there's a good reason because there isn't a good reason. She's just there. It's vacation time. Oh, I think I'll take a sunny trip to Taiwan just to stir stuff up. What possible value is it for her to go to Taiwan? Is she, there was a Washington Post op-ed piece that she wrote, and she says the U.S. has to stand by Taiwan. Okay, yeah, that's good. Jimmy Carter, you know, was there for the Taiwanese, signed their law when he was president in support of Taiwan. Yep, that's fine. But what possible good comes of her going to Taiwan? Give me anybody who's got, seriously, what is this about? Why is she there?
It almost feels like, I do understand to the sense of that the statement of the U.S. is not going to abandon Taiwan.
Yeah, we get that.
Yes, but at the same time, is she trying to call their bluff?
So, for what? What business is it hers? Who is she to call their bluff?
Exactly, and the Chinese government had been saying, it's not like this is new news. They've been saying if this trip continues through.
Well, it's none of their business either. But the other side of it is
that's telling them that.
Well, because they want to control the world, and we've decided Hong Kong is ours, and we've decided Taiwan is ours, and so fungi to you. But the Nancy Pelosi needs to go over there about as much as you and I do, frankly. At any rate, okay. So enough of that. The mother-daughter team that people are talking about, Southwest is an interesting airline. It used to be a much better airline than it is now. It's nothing special now. Like most of the airlines that were good, they used to be good and now they aren't. It's pretty much the way that it goes. But there's a mother-daughter pilot duo that have gone to work. The mother's been there for quite a while now. When you're thinking about a female pilot and Southwest, you may be thinking about the lady who landed the Southwest flight in Philadelphia in 2018. Do you remember? Tammy Jo Schultz was her name.
Mm-hmm.
She had been a pilot in the Navy, and she was piloting this 737 when the engine blew apart. And so the part of the engine blew into the side of the plane. A lady was sucked out of the plane, as I remember. But she was able, because she knew what she was doing, to land the plane and considered to be a hero. So Southwest has made it their business to hire a lot of women to be pilots, which is a great idea. Why not, right? Who's the most qualified? Who's to say, you know, there are many airlines that wouldn't. American wouldn't hire a woman for a long, long time. They've got them now, but they wouldn't hire him because the guy that ran American didn't want women, didn't think women should be flying a plane. That was it. Then whether they were good or not, he just said, nah, we don't need women.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Emotional.
Yeah, right, exactly. Be careful about that. So there's this Holly Pettit, P-E-T-I-T-T, who was a flight attendant, and then she became a co-pilot, and then she became an airline pilot. And she has three children, and her oldest daughter, Keely, now wants to be a pilot and has gone to training school. And apparently they have has shown up. She's gotten her being in the second seat. And now they are the first mother-daughter pilot duo to actually be in the cockpit of a plane. I think that's cool.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's 10 before the hour.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Past the hour. So you think you know more than Warren Eckstein about pets? Wow, are you kidding yourself? Warren is here from the Pet Show. I was looking at your video. I get the video every week of you promoting what you're going to do on the air. And I can't help but think the last time I saw you, you had short hair. And I think now you don't have short hair anymore. It's I don't know why I find that distracting. It just is distracting for me.
Let me give you some peace of mind. It's okay. In the middle right now. The only reason it was so long, I have a kind of an immune situation. So for all the time of COVID, I didn't get my hair cut. It was like being back in the 60s. But now I'm going back to the listen to where I go. Barber, not hair salon, barber.
No, I go to the barber, too. There's a great barber in Santa Monica, the Mexican guys on Lincoln. That's where I go. You go there, you don't go to that same place. But you have to tell me there's a barber on Lincoln. Listen to us talk like we were in the neighborhood that I'd gone to a couple of times. You'll have to bring me. We'll go to lunch and you'll bring me the barber.
I'm ready.
All right, next time. All right. I want to know about dogs and your smell. The dogs are smellers. My dog, I've never had a dog as Daisy is just a prolific smeller. I mean, she's really into smelling. And so...
If it's one thing I know, Doug, it's in dog's nose. And remember, my specialty for so many years was teaching dogs from many, many military and police departments to sniff out drugs and to sniff out bombs and lost kids. So the dog's olfactory, your sense of smell, is so much better than ours. But here's something I came across the other day I have to share with you guys. Dogs associate their owner's scent with happy thoughts, according to a brand new study. Essentially, a dog can smell the scent of someone they like, and it causes a positive reaction in the area of the brain associated with pleasure. The results suggest that human smells linger. Your smell lingers in the dog's mind. They can associate the smells with positive reaction. Absolutely true. No doubt about it. My sister lives in Indiana. She came out here for the first time. Never met Molly and Willie. She meets Molly and Willie. They knew right off the bat that she was family. Right off the bat.
Right off the bat. Isn't that great?
It's amazing how their nose works. But the difference is they differentiate smells. I'll give you an example. Doug's cooking spaghetti sauce. Warren smells spaghetti sauce. The dog smells the oregano, the garlic, and whatever else goes into spaghetti sauce separately. That's why they can differentiate things that they're smelling when they're looking for drugs and stuff. Amazing noses. Never underestimate the ability of your dog to smell things. Unbelievable.
Very
smell
cool.
And they stick on something, stay with it.
The New York Police Department investigating an attempt to steal a French bulldog in broad daylight. And one wonders, I mean, remember the Lady Gaga thing?
Yeah.
When they stole the dog from her? So how do people get the balsam to try to pull this out? I know French bulldogs are valuable, but in the middle of the day? It's going to go.
I was hearing this on the show this week. Just last year, there were over 250 pets stolen just in Los Angeles.
Wow.
The highest figure in the police department. This came directly from the police department. So here's a couple of things right off the bat. Number one, French bulldogs. There are so many French bulldogs in the area where I live, and those are the ones they go for because they can breed them and they can sell them for thousands. I mean, sometimes $4,000 or $5,000 for one of their puppies. So I recommend getting a dog like Molly and Willie. They're not lookers, but they are.
Right. That's it.
Just make sure you walk with somebody. Make sure your dogs are up to date on everything they possibly can be up to date on. And quite honestly, in the era nowadays, if you're walking your dog, try to walk with a buddy, really, because the police are so big. They're not that many. Santa Monica, they're not around that much. So basically, walk with a buddy. Right now, my dogs pretty much spend their time in my backyard. They're small, so it's like a park to them. And I kind of walk them in the earlier part of the day. You know, just to make sure.
So there was a dog that was a sniffing dog in an airport that found McDonald's McMuffins and stuff in somebody's luggage. Did you see that?
I didn't see that story.
The couple was fined $2,000 because they're not supposed to bring any food, but the dog is the the one who found dogs. And I suppose you can put them to work doing most anything if you train them.
Yeah, well,
right?
They sniff out COVID now. They're trained to sniff out COVID. So what do you do there? What do you tell your friend? I'm in jail. What you go to jail with all these hardened criminals. I'm in jail. I smuggled McMuffin.
McMuffin. Here's the story of the marriage of Douglas Robert and Tammy Munsey. They were all set for their big day. They were going to commit to each other, you know, the old business. The bride comes down the aisle. She notices a wedding crasher. There's a dog who was mingling with the guests. They didn't know who the dog was, but basically the stray dog crashed their wedding and was into all kinds of things. But the dog, apparently the police were called, but the dog stayed and enjoyed the rest of the wedding. I thought that was kind of a cute story.
No, it's a great story. As a matter of fact, I've been to doggy weddings where dogs actually got married. I'm talking
about really?
Absolutely.
Oh, wow. 59 past the hour.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.